Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to New Beginning Ministry we welcome you. We're here every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And we take this time to set aside for us to come and study the word, for us to minister to one another and pray for one another and just take the word and break it down. And we have folks coming and teaching, and it's a time for us to share and to ask questions as well. We welcome you here. Tonight, we have a treat. We have a minister. Our minister this evening is Dr. Jimmy Davis. He and his lovely wife, Iris, are serving at Good Shepherd Baptist Church in Cleveland. They are parents of two sons and one grandson, and very excited about being here with us, and we're excited to have him. He's not new to New Beginnings Ministry. He's not new to New Beginnings Ministry, but it's always good to have him with us. Tonight he'll be teaching from John chapter 3, verse 3, from John 3:3. He's going to talk to us about what it means to be saved. Now, is Mother Gloria on the line with us this evening? Mother Gloria? Okay. Well, I'll open in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and we thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this time, dear Lord, in virtual space and in actual space, in our physical space, Lord, to come, to focus on your word. To study. To ask questions. To seek true understanding, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for each and every home that's represented on the line this evening, dear Lord. Those that are with us and those that have been with us, those who want to be with us, Father God, as well. Those who will be with us, that those homes are blessed, dear Lord. We ask you, Lord, that we, the listeners, Father God, that we completely surrender to the Holy Spirit to guide us in our understanding of your word, to settle our hearts to receive your word, to clear our minds, Father God, to understand your word, and that you will settle our homes, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all those that are on our prayer list, Father God, that they've submitted their names, Father God, knowing that you're a healer, that you're our protector, our banner, that you are our sustenance, that everything we need will be fulfilled by you. We thank you, Lord, that you will bless all those, Father God, that are seeking prayer for healing, seeking prayer for for their businesses, for their households, for their children, dear Lord. Seeking prayer, Father God, to know what direction you would have them to go in life, Father. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we just praise you and thank you. Dr. Jimmy Davis, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. Okay, I'm going to turn. Say that again.
No, I was waiting for you to complete what you were saying.
Oh, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Thank you for being with us and welcome.
Thank you.
It's always a treat to hear what the Lord has given you to teach us and to bring us every time we speak.
it's good. It's good. And thank you for being a faithful listener and supporter of New Beginnings Ministry. Thank you.
All right.
You have
I appreciate
the
floor. That. I appreciate that. Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Indeed, it is an honor to present the Word of God to you on this evening. The subject this evening is actually rebirth. The complement is the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, which lends itself to the being a thread to the fabric of the subject rebirth. Okay. We're coming from John 3:3, and that's the primary text, and the supporting text is going to be John 3:5. Jesus is alarmingly serious when he talks about what it takes to enter into the kingdom of heaven. This evening, brothers and sisters, I'd like to begin by making a confession. I'd like to bring you the message of another preacher, and that preacher was Jesus Christ, the Son of Man and the Son of God, and it was preached to an audience of one, and that one was Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin Council, rulers of the Jews. The message is taken from John 3:3, and it reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." These words, my friends, were in response to the question of salvation presented by Nicodemus, an esteemed rabbi of the Jewish council, after being convinced by the miracles of Jesus that he was, in fact, sent from God. This answer, brothers and sisters, was given to eliminate all false beliefs and vain hopes of acceptance by God of any outward privileges and false beliefs and performances, and to show Nicodemus that there must be a great change in the heart, mind, and soul of everyone who would be accepted by God into the kingdom of heaven. Jesus assures Nicodemus by repeating the words, "Verily, verily," which means with certainty, truly or absolutely, and thereby arousing his most serious attention to the gravity of this requirement, that this change is an absolute must-have, and that without it, no man or woman will ever see the kingdom of God. In verse 3:4, Nicodemus responds by saying, how can a man be born again? Can he once again enter his mother's womb? At this point, Jesus takes Nicodemus deeper into the doctrine of his salvation. The abandonment, these two verses plainly signify the principles of action formed by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit. The abandonment of God and religious beliefs has produced a universal deprivation or hardship upon the soul, and the whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint without this change. The entire being is guilty and defiled. All one's affections and passions are alienated from the life of God, and the carnal mind is as an enmity or hostile upon God himself. How can they that are in flesh ever please God? How can they that are dead in trespasses and sins please God or perform any vital actions? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, bear olive berries, or a grapevine bear figs? Nor can a spring produce both salt water and fresh water. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. Therefore, it is by necessity, brothers and sisters, that we be renewed by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit and our minds and soul, and receive a new source and spring of action, or as Jesus expressed it, a new treasure of the heart. in order to live acceptably to God here on earth and to enjoy him in the hereafter or yet to come. There can be no degree of moral behavior or external act of obedience or the appearance of being religious. Let me repeat that one. Or appearance of being religious or reverent and devotion to God while the heart is alienated or disconnected from God. The Lord thy God searches the heart, and what is in the heart that has not been cleaned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The word of God in Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that it is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. In other words, it can make the mind think that something is good and true when in reality it is false, bad, and a lie. Therefore, it is absolutely inescapable that a new heart be given to us and a new spirit be put in us in order for us to walk with God and to keep his judgments, and to do them. It is indeed necessary that we be created anew in Jesus by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit unto good works, and if we are to walk in them. It is essential, brothers and sisters, that God puts his law in our minds and writes them in our hearts in order for him to be our God and we his people. We must not only have a new external conversation, but also a new vital principle of being born again, dictated by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit if we are to be the children of God. We must be quickened who are dead in sin and trespasses. We then, brothers and sisters, are able to hear the voice of the Son of Man, the Son of God, and live and partake of that life which is the light of all men. We must put off the old man or woman and put on the new man or woman, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Or we will never, no matter what we do, see the heavenly city of Zion or the kingdom of God. That which is born of the Holy Spirit by his cleansing fire of the Spirit, this change is created by the exceedingly greatness of the might and power of God. This change is not brought about by our own moral suasion or by the improvement of our own natural abilities in the exercise of our moral virtues or religious duties. According to Scripture, are we not spiritually dead? Can a dead man or woman, by the force of their own persuasion, or any persuasion, regain life or any vital action? Are we not naturally blind? Can the power of persuasion cause a blind man or woman to open their eyes and see? Are not our minds naturally at enmity to God? And can a sheer persuasion change all the powers, faculties, and character of the mind from enmity or hostility to friendship, from hatred to love, and from habitual opposition to godliness to pleasure and joy in the ways of God? God must work the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit in us to do his own good pleasure in us. The cleansing fire, brothers and sisters, of the Holy Spirit is too great of a task for all men and women upon this earth, for angels in heaven, to bring about or enact on their own. Only the mighty power of God can achieve this. It must be of great concern to us all to maintain a deep impression of our own lack of power and weakness. But to lie at the foot of God's sovereign grace, to attribute the entire glory of this great work of the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit to God's good pleasure and almighty power, and to experience this supernatural change in our own hearts and spirits. For it is clear by the words of Jesus Christ that none but those who are born again by the special influences of the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit shall ever see the kingdom of God. The cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, then, is a new principle brought in us by the immediate influence of God's Holy Spirit. One might ask, how does the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit accomplish this? My answer to this question, brothers and sisters, is that the manner in which the Holy Spirit makes this happen I like the glorious nature of God, infinitely above us. Our thoughts and ways are not like the thoughts and ways of God. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are the ways of God and his thoughts above ours. The things of God are known by no man or woman, but only by the Spirit of God and his only begotten Son. A God with no mystery is no God. And in our God, there are many mysteries. The cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit should be of huge concern to every one of us, that we experience its influence upon our hearts, that we have the deep feeling of its impression upon our guilt, and how powerless we are that makes us reject all confidence in our flesh, that we have a common sense field of vision of the excellency and sufficiency of Jesus Christ that moves us to receive him upon his own terms and not ours, that we have a broad view of the glorious perfections of his divine nature as a cue for us to love God above all and to trust our very souls unto his merciful hands, that we have a reasonable understanding of the eternal world, that it makes us not to look upon the temporary, but on the eternal world. While many may perceive or deceive themselves with their perceived change and moral accomplishments, if they do not have the Spirit of Christ, they are none of his. The cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit brings about a new principle, inclining and enabling the soul to exercise faith in Christ. For the scriptures read, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." Therefore, faith in Christ is the first motion of vital action of a new creature who has been cleansed by the Holy Spirit. It is at this moment that the eyes of the soul are opened and we look to Jesus as the author of our eternal salvation. By receiving Christ as the author of our salvation, we unite to him as a branch is united to a vine. And by this vital union, we receive future supplies of life and nourishment from him and are able to live and obtain all the graces of the Spirit of God and to glorify our Heavenly Father by bringing forth much good fruit. By these supplies received from Christ, the believer walks by faith and not by sight. And the life which he or she now lives in the flesh is now by the faith in the Son of God. The second question, why does Jesus call this change a new birth? Why does Jesus call this change a new birth? Jesus calls this change a new birth because the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit brings a person into a new state of existence. As the birth of the infant brings into a new world, so is it the same for us. The cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit brings forth the renewal of the whole soul and therefore brings a man or woman in all spiritual respects into a new kind or state of being. On this premise, it is called in the scripture a new creature or the new man. This, my brothers and sisters, does not give us any new powers or faculties of the soul that we did not have before. But those powers or faculties that we had before are made spiritually new. It is not natural birth, but a moral and spiritual new birth. He or she that was before in a state of guilt has now, by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, been freed from an evil conscience. He or she that was before under the damning sentence of the law shall no longer be under condemnation. He or she that was before a child of wrath is now at peace with God and made nigh or near to God by the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. He or she that was before of his father the devil is now a child of God and belongs to his household and family. Oh, my brothers and sisters, what a blessed change Blessed are they that are of the Lord and are subjects of his. Jesus calls this change a new birth because it brings a person into a new capacity for spiritual action. Just as the birth of a child gives it the power to breathe, to cry, to eat, and to drink, so is it that this new birth gives one the capacity to perform many graces and to exercise in a spiritual manner the several duties of the Christian life. He or she that has not been refreshed by the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit are no more capable of the exercise of grace than an unborn child can perform its own natural function. Without me, proclaims Christ, you can do nothing. But when cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit and united to Christ, he or she can now act from a new principle, from new motives, in a new manner, and into a new end, and are enabled to walk in a newness of life. One's work, my brothers and sisters, which before could not please God, no matter what they were, can now please God and are accepted by God. The third question, why those that have not been born again cannot see the kingdom of God? I offer you two reasons why those that have not been born again cannot see the kingdom of God. One, those that have not been cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit have no righteousness to justify them in the sight of God. They have no faith in Christ and are therefore condemned already. And how can they atone for their numerous sins that encapsulate their very souls? How can they procure the favor of God and get into a state of reconciliation, and friendship with God? They have not obtained and received the Lord Jesus Christ by faith and therefore can have no power to become the sons of God. They remain in a state of enmity or the state of being actively opposed or hostile to God. Given this, will God admit his enemies into his kingdom? Absolutely not. Such persons must hear the terrible sentence from the mouth of a judge. Those mine enemies which not let me reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me. Number two, those that have not been cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit cannot see the kingdom of God because they are utterly unqualified for that glorious kingdom. This is a kingdom where no unclean shall enter. What has a pig who wallows in the mire or mud to do in the palace of a prince, or the polluted soul in the palace of a king of kings? God is a holy God. Heaven is a holy place. The saints and the angels dwell there in the most holy employment. There is, therefore, no room for the unclean and unsanctified soul. Given this, brothers and sisters, we must therefore, all of us, be cleansed by the Holy Spirit and become holy in our heart and life if we are to be admitted into the kingdom of God. For the command will quickly sound, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. There can be no hope of admittance into the kingdom of God without this saving change, which is by the verdict of Jesus Christ our Lord himself. When he echoes out to Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again by water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You may have heard that you must experience this change or it inevitably perish? Can you be fearless and careless under such grim or dreadful future? Can you be content to be shut out of the kingdom of heaven? Can you be content to see your friends, family members, and acquaintances who have lived under the same advantages and means of grace with you sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God and yourself be shut out? Can you be content to lose the blessed society of the glorious God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the holy angels, and of the glorified saints, for the detestable company of Satan and his angels? So what does God have to say to you about this today? There is yet hope in our lives concerning this thing. I am not, my brothers and sisters, advising you to give up all hope of salvation, but that we all quit the expectation of salvation on our own attainments and our own performances. Let me direct you to being earnest with God in seeking the special influences of the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit. Cry out earnestly and constantly to God that he might fulfill the good pleasure of his goodness in your soul. Don't content yourselves until you feel the actions of faith in Jesus Christ, a love of God and godliness, a scorn for sin, a life of spiritual mindedness, and the comfort of communion and fellowship with God. Don't rest, my brothers and sisters, until you get more and more victory over your corruptions and more delight and enlargement in your spiritual walk. Lay aside every weight and the sin which often and easily creeps upon us all. Run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Now unto him, my brothers and sisters, let us, all of us, be kept by the Lord Jesus Christ and to present ourselves before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God and Savior be the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, my sisters and brothers. Amen. I'll turn it back over to Catholic today.
Amen, 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 amen. Do we have any questions for Dr. Davis? Any questions? And I'm going to turn the platform over to our moderator for the evening, which is Reverend Reginald Miles.
Oh, good evening, all. I would have to say I was sitting here on tonight. I normally write with pen, but on tonight I had to actually, I found a pencil and was writing with pencil, and I'm glad I wrote with pencil on tonight, because that which I have heard on tonight, I had to make a couple corrections in my own little personal notes, which helped me to actually help myself on tonight. Believe it or not, Dr. Davis, you came with a very profound word from a very good angle. I believe you got this thing in on, and I like to say, the well-educated side of studying the Bible, because if you think about it, you taught the Trinity. You taught the Trinity in such a way, but you took it the way I've received it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you took it back from the Holy Ghost to God, but by way of Jesus.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got it definitely correct. Absolutely.
Could you elaborate on that a little bit for the people?
So, you know, what we hear oftentimes, okay, is that we can receive our salvation just by believing in Jesus, okay? But the words of Jesus himself say that's not enough. You must be cleansed, okay? The mind, body, and spirit must be cleansed by the Holy Spirit. And then secondarily, that comes as a clue to the belief of Jesus. Okay. Without the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit, no one can enter into the kingdom of God. Now, that was said by Jesus himself, the Son of God. Now, Jesus, received this doctrine. It didn't come from him. It came from God. Jesus could do nothing without the Father. So that doctrine comes from Jehovah himself.
Yeah. And then you also spoke when I actually received the message about earlier how you were actually going to speak about the cleansing the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit, and you touched lightly on that in your message about fire, the cleansing fire. Could you expound upon that a little bit for the people?
Sure, the cleansing fire. You know, Jesus spoke a lot of times using metaphors, words that was disconnected to the meaning, The meaning of something was disconnected to the root true meaning, It meant something, but it was not connected to the literal meaning, I'll say, what people think is meaning, So when you talk about cleansing fire, it's a hot feeling, It burns, it purifies. Fire burns and purifies. It removes germs. It removes unclean things. Fire does. It cleans. That's why you use the fire, because it cleans. You with me?
So I'm with you. I'm letting you speak to expound upon the people, because, see, they may not understand what's in your bosom right now. See, I understand what you're talking about. So I'm actually just trying to put things out there. So are you speaking in reference like, where people spoke in tongues with the Holy Spirit, like, was like as a fire, Acts second chapter.
Okay. Well, again, the Bible is riddled with metaphors, riddled with words that that doesn't mean how people actually define it. But when you start looking at the text of it, what it does, what those words does. Like fire, like I said, it purifies, it cleans, it burns away impurities. So by using the word fire, it burns away the sinful nature of your human existence. You're a new creature now. You're no longer the same creature. You've been purified. You've been cleansed by the fire of the Spirit of God.
Gotcha. Yes. So are you saying once a person receives, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I really want to explain what you said, because you are the speaker of the hour. So once you receive, make knowledge of God, you receive Jesus, then you must allow the Holy Spirit to do another agent of that and take that, since you are a new creature in Christ, let the Holy Spirit use that fire to burn up the impurities inside of you. Am I understanding you correctly?
You got it right here, but see, that's absolutely correct, But see, the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, it purifies you from all your previous sins. It burns away all that sinful nature of the flesh, But that's a one-time occurrence. But you have to continuously ask for the Holy Spirit to come into your life, Because just as the devil bombards you daily, with temptation, he keeps bombarding you daily with the possibility of sin. You can't fight, no one can fight Satan on their own. No one. He's too strong. So you need the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit in your life daily, in daily prayer. Daily prayer. You pray in the morning, pray in the afternoon, pray in the evening. Pray daily to Jesus Christ to assure yourself that you've got his Holy Spirit in you throughout the day. To be a barrier against sin, to be a barrier against Satan. Now, granted, because of our human nature, because of our flesh, we will sin sometimes. That is true. Anybody says they're not being true to themselves, You will sin, But by the grace of God, you've been forgiven because once you've been cleansed by the Holy Spirit, you now belong to the family of God, who gives you grace and forgiveness.
Amen. Now, one thing that we like to do here at New Beginnings Ministry at this time, we like to open the doors of the church. However, one thing that we don't do is what we don't like to do. We don't like to open the doors behind a preacher who has actually preached the gospel. So we're going to ask you to open the doors of the church or behind the message that you brought forth on tonight, that someone can receive that which is God, what you have brought forth. The platform is yours. You can turn to me when you see fit to do so.
All right. All right.
I now offer you an opportunity
that God himself, Christ himself, the Holy Spirit himself, the Holy Trinity, Godhead, offers you the opportunity to join the family of God. Invite the Spirit of God to cleanse your body, to cleanse your mind, to cleanse your soul, so that you can become a family member of the kingdom of God. Let God enter your life. Let him control your life. Let him be at the steering wheel of your vehicle of your life. Let him guide you. And you will not, my brothers and sisters, you will not subject yourself to a life of defilement. Let God control you. Bring forth, come forth to God. Put your hands on your phone, whoever's listening to me now. Put your hands on your phone. I invite you now to join this family of God. Come forth. Come forth. If there's anybody out there that hears this message, let them accept Christ at this moment now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We have heard a good and profound word. Now, for those of you who may know or may not know, we're going to treat it all the same. As we were said earlier, we are New Beginners Ministry. We're actually an interactive ministry that's actually on the Internet. Now, our call-in number is 347-237-4054. Now, on tonight, we did it a different way. Why? Because there are times in which things need to be different. This word need to come forth on tonight for someone who needed to hear it. And if someone needs to hear this again off of this live broadcast, we also have Blog Talk Radio. You can actually go on to Blog Talk, type in New Beginning Ministry or We Can Begin Again. We have over 450 broadcast messages. Pick up the telephone and tell a friend about the message today about the cleansing fire of the Holy Spirit. Because there are people out there who don't believe in God the Father, who don't believe in God the Son, or God the Holy Ghost, even though the three are one. And if you really go back and listen to this message again, you'll see that the preacher of the hour actually introduced you to Trinity once again. But he also took it a step further. Once you become into the family of God, how you need it daily to purge, to quench out all of those things that may be not like of Christ. Not saying that you're not saved, but you need the fire to put that out. And on next week, if you decide that you want to join us a little bit behind the scenes and see what goes on here at New Beginners Ministry, we also have a Zoom platform. And the code is 505-563-6808. That code again is 505-563-6808. You don't have to worry about a password because the password has been relaxed. But if by chance security measures come about when we need to put a password on, the password in the past has been Psalm, capital P, SALM23, going forward. Now, we actually had a good message on tonight. Please pick up the telephone and tell a friend about the message that Dr. Davis out of Cleveland, Ohio, has brought forth about the fire of the Holy Spirit. Our scriptures, again, was John 3:3, and he also had a backup scripture, as I like to call it, a supporting text of John 3:5. Dr. Davis, are there any closing remarks that you would like to give at this time before I ask of you to give your closing remarks and benediction.
Closing remarks, I would say at this moment in time, this is a moment in time in your life. This moment in time in your life will not always be here. Nothing, you don't know what's going to occur in your life. Some say you're here today, gone tomorrow. Okay? But if in fact that God calls you, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go at this moment in time? Okay? Search your heart. Search your mind. Search your soul. Determine whether or not you want to live an eternal life in heaven or you want to be damned in the eternal life in hell with Satan. Both, because God gives you a choice. The choice is yours. He knocks on the door, but you got to let him in. If he continues to knock on the door, if you don't let him in, then the expectation is that you suffer eternal damnation and not the glory of heaven. So once again, I invite you to join this ministry or some other ministry to become a member of the family of God. That's your choice. That's your choice.
Before you get the benefit, thank you, Brother Davis, Dr. Davis, mm-hmm. But before you ask of you the benediction, I was a little bit slight on that. Are there any questions, comments, or concerns from our listeners on tonight who would like to give some input on tonight's message? All mics are open. I'm seeing to it that all mics are open at this time. Is there one that has anything that they would like to say? Well, before we go, one thing that also we'd like to do at New Beginnings Ministry, I would like to ask God's anointing upon you right now, Dr. Davis, for the message that you have poured out unto us. And that is something that you need at this point because you have poured out unto us such a profound word through the Bible. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the manservant who stood in the gap to let us know about the cleansing fire of your Holy Spirit. Lord, not only that, we're asking right now that you refill him and replenish in him the spiritual nourishment that he needs by way of your word so that he can share once again one with another. And Lord, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And in this we ask that you not only touch him, but touch every listening ear and bless every household that was here on tonight. Lord, we ask that you release the Holy Spirit, cleanse and seal it with the Son's precious blood. In Christ Jesus' name we pray, amen. Dr. Davis?
Yes.
Your hands for the benediction.
Lord, on this evening, we come before you, the God here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one. If you alone, O God, we ask you to guide us in our everyday path and task. Make yourself at home in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives. Teach us, O God, the way we must go and how to pursue it. Lord, we are often weak and at times sinful. Do not let us promote disorder, O God. Do not let ignorance lead us down the wrong path, nor partiality influence our actions. Let us find in you, O God, our unity, so that we may journey together and not stray from the way of your truth and love for each other and what is right. All this, O God, we ask of you, who are at work in every place and time, in communion with each other forever and ever. So, God, I ask that you for the very protection in everyone who begins
No matter what you've been told, it's not just